This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A Myanmar government spokesman has rejected a report by United Nations investigators that call for top generals to be prosecuted for genocide. Reuters' Grace Lee has that story.
Myanmar's top spokesman has rejected this week's UN report on the Rohingya crisis. In a state media interview published Tuesday, he said the international community was making false allegations after the UN report accused Myanmar's military of genocidal intent in killing and raping Rohingya Muslims. His denials in line with past rejections by the government. Myanmar claims the government responded to a legitimate threat from Rohingya insurgents. The report this week says six top military officials should be prosecuted for war crimes, and it sparked rising calls for accountability.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. The U.S. military said it has no plans to suspend any more major military exercises with South Korea. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
At the Pentagon Tuesday, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said that no decisions had been made about major exercises for next year, but noted that the suspension of drills as a good faith gesture to North Korea was not open-ended.
We took the step to suspend several of the largest exercises as a good faith measure coming out of the Singapore summit.
U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to unilaterally suspend the drills caught many American military planners off guard. It was roundly criticized as a premature concession to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
China has denied an accusation by U.S. President Donald Trump that it hacked the emails of Hillary Clinton, his Democratic opponent in the 2016 election. Trump tweeted shortly after midnight that China had hacked Clinton's emails without offering any evidence. This is VOA News. Puerto Rico's official death toll from Hurricane Maria has been raised to almost 3,000 deaths. It's the most powerful storm to hit the island in 90 years. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports that is far more than the previous total of 64.
Hurricane Maria may go down as one of the deadliest disasters in American history. On Tuesday, the official toll went up from just 64 people killed to nearly 3,000 in the 6 months after the storm slammed into Puerto Rico. The first number was widely considered as far too low, and the new tally is much larger than the worst estimate of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. It comes from a study of excess deaths from Maria ordered by the U.S. territory's government. It's an estimate, not a concrete death count, but hours after it came out, Governor Ricardo Rosello said it would be adopted as the official account of lives lost.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks. Canada is working to revive and revamp the North American Free Trade Agreement. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
President Trump's announcement of a preliminary trade deal with Mexico to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement draws Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland to Washington to meet with Trump's trade representative Robert Lighthizer.
This is really going to be a full steam ahead effort with a lot of groups working very intensively.
Freeland is working against the clock as she and her team hope to hold those meetings ahead of Lighthizer's scheduled formal presentation of the Mexico trade deal to Congress on Friday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
A fire broke out on a ferry sailing from the island of Crete to mainland Greece early Wednesday. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
The fire on the Eleftherios Venizelos ferry started in the parking bay and was contained after activating an automatic extinguishing mechanism. Still, it left smoke billowing out of the ship as it turned back to the port of Piraeus near Athens. The 875 passengers on board disembarked using mobile safety chairs from a side entrance of the ship. One passenger said there was no organization from the moment they were taken off the ship. The Merchant Marine Ministry and Greek ferry operator Anik said all 141 crew members on board were also unharmed. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A Sudanese negotiator says South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar has decided to sign the latest draft of a revitalized peace deal to end the country's devastating five-year-old civil war. Machar had signed the initial draft of a power-sharing deal earlier this month with South Sudanese President Salva Kiir. Kiir signed a revised draft of the agreement earlier on Tuesday, but Machar had refused due to questions over the number of states and their boundaries. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.